Essay 111, Advances Made by ECE2 Theory. The ECE2 papers produced in the year 2015 up to about the end of November were UFT 313-20 and 322-327. They made numerous advances and are already heavily studied around the world. At the time of writing of this essay, they were being studied at the rate of 9,942 hits a year from AIAS.us and 15,907 hits a year from combined sites, AIAS.us and UPTech.org, together with Atomic Precision.com, which has now been merged with UPTech.org. It is known from almost 14 years of meticulous and accurate centimetrics that the readership includes the best 200 or so universities in the world, and each month many of the top 20 universities in the world, measured by Webometrics and Times Higher Education rankings, lately also the Shanghai rankings. The series in 2015 started with the Jacobi Carton Evans identity in UFT 313 and its vector format in UFT 314. It developed curvature based ECE field equations in 315, the Gauss law and Faraday law in 316, the ECE2 field and potential equations in 317, the gravitational field equations, anti-symmetry equivalence principles, counter-gravitation and Hausdorff-Bohm effects in 318, Newtonian and non-Newtonian gravitation, 319, the graviton-magnetic Lorentz transformation, 320, perihelion precession and light deflection due to gravitation, 322, orbital theory in terms of the Lorentz transformation, 323, the relativistic Binet equation applied to the velocity curve of a whirlpool galaxy and light deflection by gravitation, 324, orbital precession from the Lagrangian of special relativity, 325, quantization of ECE2 theory, 326 and 327, and this paper posted in about November 2015 contained three more definitive refutations of Einsteinian general relativity. These papers make acknowledged major advances, producing a generally covariant unified field theory based on all of the geometry available, both torsion and curvature. They define the field equations of electromagnetism and gravitation as being generally covariant but at the same time as possessing a mathematical structure identical to the Maxwell-Heaviside field equations. This structure applies both in electromagnetism and gravitation, so a vast amount of development is possible. All that is known about electromagnetism can be transferred to gravitation. This work has been initiated by considering the relativistic Lorentz transformation to give the Lorentz force equation of ECE2. This was developed into the Binet equation of special relativity, an equation which gives the relativistic force for any orbit. The series proceeds to what is most, perhaps its most important inference to date, that special relativity produces perihelion precession, light deflection by gravitation, and the velocity curve of a whirlpool galaxy. This inference was made in UFT 324 and UFT 325. It has also been shown that electromagnetic deflection due to gravitation can be explained precisely with special relativity, given a new axiom that puts an upper bound on the velocity of the Lorentz factor. This is the Newtonian velocity, and is also the velocity in the observer frame of the infinitesimal line element of special relativity. The relativistic velocity v is allowed to reach c, and the relativistic velocity is always the observable velocity in special relativity. The observer frame velocity can be measured only in the classical limit. It cannot be measured otherwise. So the new axiom does not violate any experiment. The ECE2 series adds to numerous refutations of the Einsteinian general relativity in UFT327, where computer algebra is used to show that the approximation used in the original perihelion precession paper by Einstein, published in November 1915, leads to nonsensical results. Judging by the very intense interest in the ECE2 papers, the Einsteinian era is over. It has been improved and developed into a unified field theory by ECE and ECE2 in van der Merwe's post-Einsteinian paradigm shift, the avant-garde physics of the early 21st century. Since ECE2 has a Lorentz covariance structure both in electromagnetism and gravitation, that of the Maxwell-Heaviside field equations, special relativity can be used to develop ECE2 in many new directions. In notes that were being prepared for UFT328 in 2015, about September, it was shown that a simple theory of perihelion precession based on special relativity produces the right order of magnitude of a few arc seconds per orbit for planets in the solar system. This paper, UFT328, is by now, of course, very popular. This series is typical of the intense way in which the ECE papers are being studied worldwide. There are currently over 500 papers and books on ECE theory. In late 2015, 327 in English and over 200 in Spanish. Now in March 2016, there are 342 UFT papers published in English and a commensurate number in Spanish. Paper surveys carried out at regular intervals indicate that every single item is read intensively worldwide. It is also known from scientometrics that this intense interest will last indefinitely into the future.